सहनावतु सहनाभुनक्तु सहवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay, so now we're up to Bhishma Parva. Then is recited the Bhishma Parva, replete with wonderful incidents. And this hath been narrated by Sanjaya, the formation of the region known as Jambu. Here hath been described the great depression of Yudhishthira's army, and also a fierce fight for 10 successive days. Right? Successive means one right after the other. In this, the high-souled Vasudev, by reasons based on the philosophy of final release, drove away Arjuna's compunction, springing from the latter's regard for his kindred, whom he was on the eve of slaying. It means, in other words, he spoke the Gita because Arjuna was feeling, you know, depressed. Like that. In this, the magnanimous Krishna, attentive to the welfare of Yudhishthira, seeing the loss inflicted on the Pandava army, descended swiftly from his chariot himself and ran with dauntless breast, his driving whip in hand, to effect the death of Bhishma. In this, Krishna also smote with piercing words Arjuna, the bearer of the Gandiva, and the foremost in battle among all wielders of weapons. In this, the foremost of bowmen, Arjuna, placing Shigandin before him and piercing Bhishma with his sharpest arrows, felled him from his chariot. In this, Bhishma lay stretched on his bed of arrows. This extensive parva is known as the sixth in the Bharata. In this have been composed 117 sections. The number of shlokas is 5,884, as told by Vyas, conversant with the Vedas. Now this is just the sixth, right? We're already... Wow. So the first four are just up to the war. The fifth, Udyoga, is arranging it. And then the sixth is already the war. And that's the major part. Then is recited the wonderful parva called Drona, full of incidents. First comes the installation in the command of the army of the great instructor in arms, Drona. Then the vow made by the great master of weapons of seizing the wise Yudhishthira in battle to please Duryodhana. Then the retreat of Arjuna from the field before the Samsaptakas. Then the overthrow of Bhagadatta, like to a second Indra in the field. So Bhagadatta was a very powerful warrior. He was the one that was really old and rode on an elephant, and he would throw javelins.
He's the one that threw Rishabhasha,
right? I'm not sure. Bhagadatta. Yeah, maybe after. Because Bhagadatta was so old that his eyelids would hang down, he'd have to tie him up with strings, you know. He'd tie the eyelash to the eyebrows, you know, like that, you know. So then Arjuna sent an arrow that cut it so he couldn't see, and then he cut him. this is Bhagadatta's elephant, Supritika. By Arjuna. Then the death of the hero Abhimanyu in his teens, alone and unsupported, at the hands of many Maharatas, including Jayadratha. Then, after the death of Abhimanyu, the destruction by Arjuna in battle of 7 Akshahinis of troops, and then of Jayadratha.
Wow.
So the Samsaptakas were 7 Akshahinis. That's like, they had 18. So that was...
You know, his whole army.
Yeah. And he did that alone. Yeah, well, he had to finish that before getting... Well, that's why it's so special. I always thought it was only 25,000. But actually, will you take it... How many do we say were chariots in an Akshahini?
An Akshahini? I don't know. I don't remember.
Remember? Because there's one in one of those groups.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's about it.
That's calculations.
I'm gonna write it down.
Mara, isn't it Drona kept many soldiers, or all they were only some Saptakas?
Well, some Saptakas, but still there's a lot of them. And some say that some Saptakas were the Krishna's army.
And he sent it only one
That's what some say. Some say it was a million. So it seems to be kind of like different. Yes?
Some Saptakas were seven Akshahini. That means that was seven of the 11 that Durna had?
If maybe.
Maybe more because you were killed so many before.
Yadav army was not small.
All Krishna's palace and his kingdom doing while Krishna was in the war?
You know what they normally do.
What were all those kingdoms doing with all the kings in the war?
It means that everybody's, you know, cleaning the palace and doing everything, and the guards are guarding and the cooks are cooking, and it's all going
queens on. Are in the duty room.
Yeah, probably.
Well, Krishna at 60,108.
That's right.
People praying for him.
Some advantages in being God, you know. Okay, here. One chariot, one elephant, 5 foot soldiers, 3 horses form a pati. Okay. So, actually, it's 21,870. That's the chariots. So I always thought that there was just one Akshahini came after it came. But here he says it's seven. Because I heard it was 25,000 chariot warriors. So that's 25,000. Means then with their elephants and their, you know, it's not just them. It means, because a chariot goes with an elephant, 5 foot soldiers, and 3 horses. Okay.
Maharaj? A chariot fighter is a Maharati?
Rati.
Yeah, at least a Rati. But there may be a Maharati. Or there may be an Atirati. A Rati can fight with, I think, 1,000 others, a Maharati with 10,000, and an Atirati with 60,000.
What is Atirati?
What we just, it means what or who?
No, what is
Atirati? I just said. He can fight with 60,000.
And Dasharat?
Dasharat was. Those kind of persons are like all Atiratis. They call them Maharatis, but within Maharatis, they're Atiratis. Arjuna was an Atirati.
Abhimanyu was also called Saptarati. Abhimanyu was called Saptarati. He can fight with 7 Maharatis.
Atis, is it?
Yeah, okay.
Arjuna had the knowledge of how the Chakravyuha worked. and in the Kaurava side only Dronanyura. Yeah.
Could be.
So then, why didn't the Pandavas also make the Chakravyuha formation?
I don't know, because it depends upon how the other persons are set up. Therefore, you make your you do your formation depending on what you want to do. You know. So because I think they wanted to. Maybe I'm not sure why. Maybe because they knew that he was the only one that could get in. Well, actually, I don't think they were planning to kill him. It just worked out that day. Okay, then some saptakas. Why doesn't seem so long? Okay. Then the entry by Bhima of mighty arms and the foremost of warriors and chariots, Saptaki, into the Kaurava ranks, impenetrable even to the gods, in search of Arjuna in obedience to the orders of Yudhishthira. Because they didn't know what happened to Arjuna, so then they sent Bhima and Saptaki, and they just went inside. And the destruction of the remnant of the Samsaptakas. In the Drona Parva, is the death of Alambusha, of Shrutayus, of Jalasandha, and Somadatta, of Virat. Oh, of Virat, of the great warrior in chariot Drupad. Wow, now you're starting to really seriously lose family members here. Of Ghatotkacha and others.
Alambusha is that other Rakshasa that
mm-hmm.
creators announced
for you? Mm-hmm.
Ghatotkacha.
Mm-hmm.
Is the one who also killed that thing, Uluki's son.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
The
yeah.
Nagas.
I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
In this Parva, Ashwatthaman, excited beyond measure at the fall of his father in battle, discharged the terrible weapon Narayana. Then the glory of Rudra in connection with the burning of the three cities. Then the arrival of Vyas and recital by him of the glory of Krishna and Arjuna. This is the great seventh parva of the Bharata, in which all the heroic chiefs and princes mentioned were sent to their account. The number of sections in this is 170. The number of shlokas as composed in the Drona Parva by Rishi Vyas, the son of Parasara, and the possessor of true knowledge, after much meditation, is 8,909. Then comes the most wonderful parva called Karna. And this is narrated the appointment of the wise king of Madras as Karna's charioteer. Then the history of the fall of the Asura Tripura. Then the application to each other by Karna and Salya of harsh words on the setting out for the field. Then the story of the swan and the crow recited in insulting allusion. Then the death of Pandya at the hands of the high-souled Ashwatthaman, then the death of Dandasena, then that of Darda, then Yudhishthira's imminent risk in single combat with Karna in the presence of all the warriors, then the mutual wrath of Yudhishthira and Arjuna, then Krishna's pacification of Arjuna. In this parva, Bhima, in fulfillment of his vow, having ripped open Dushasana's breast, in battle drank the blood of his heart. Then Arjuna slew the great Karna in single combat. Readers of the Bharata call this the eighth parva. The number of sections in this is 69, and the number of shlokas is 4,964. Then hath been recited the wonderful parva called Shalya. After all the great warriors had been slain, the king of Madra became the leader of the Kaurava army. The encounters one after another of charioteers have been here described. Then comes the fall of the great Shalya at the hands of Yudhishthira, the just. Here also is the death of Shakuni in battle at the hands of Sahadeva. Upon only a small remnant of the troops remaining alive after the immense slaughter, Duryodhana went to the lake and created for himself room within its waters, lay stretched there for some time. Then is narrated the receipt of this intelligence, means knowledge, by Bhima from the fowlers. Then is narrated how, moved by the insulting speeches of the intelligent Yudhishthira, Duryodhana, ever unable to bear affronts, came out of the waters. Then comes the encounter with clubs between Duryodhana and Bhima. then the arrival at the time of such encounter of Balarama. Then is described the sacredness of the Saraswati. Then the progress of the encounter with clubs. Then the fracture of Duryodhana's thighs in battle by Bhima with the terrific hurl of his mace. These all have been described in the wonderful ninth parva. In this, the number of sections is 59, and the number of shlokas composed by the great Vyasa, the spreader of the fame of the Kauravas, is 3,220. Then I shall describe the parva called Soptika, a frightful incidence, of means sleep. On the Pandavas having gone away, the mighty charioteers Kritavarma, Kripa, and the son of Droma came to the field of battle in the evening, and there saw King Duryodhana lying on the ground, his thighs broken, and he himself covered with blood. Then the great charioteer, the son of Drona, of terrible wrath, vowed without killing all the Panchalas, including Dhrishtadyumna, and the Pandavas also with all their allies, I will not take off my armor. Having spoken those words, the three warriors, leaving Duryodhana's side, entered the great forest just as the sun was setting. While sitting under a large banyan tree, in the night they saw an owl killing numerous crows one after another. At the sight of this, Ashwatthama, his heart full of rage at the thought of his father's fate, resolved to slay the slumbering Panchalas. And wending to the gate of the camp, he saw there a Rakshasa of frightful visage, his head reaching to the very heavens, guarding the entrance. And seeing that Rakshasa obstructing all his weapons, the son of Drona, speedily pacified by worship, the three-eyed Rudra, and then, accompanied by Kritavarma and Kripa, he slew all the sons of Draupadi. All the Panchalas with Dhrishtadyumna and others, together with their relatives, slumbering unsuspectingly in the night.
Is Rudra same as Shiva?
I guess this must be some form. Like that, I don't think it's...
Like some clear. Expansion.
Yeah, like that. All perished on the fatal night except the five Pandavas and the great warrior Satyaki. Those escaped owing to Krishna's counsels. Then the charioteer of Dhrishtadyumna brought to the Pandavas intelligence of the slaughter of the slumbering Panchalas by the son of Drona. Then Draupadi, distressed at the death of her sons and brothers and father, sat before her lords, resolved to kill herself by fasting. Then Bhima, of terrible prowess, moved by the words of Draupadi, resolved to please her, and speedily taking up his mace, followed in wrath the son of his preceptor in arms. The son of Drona, from fear of Bhimasena, and impelled by the fates, and moved also by anger, discharged a celestial weapon, saying, "This is for the destruction of all the Pandavas." Then Krishna, saying, "This shall not be," neutralized Ashwatthama's speech. Then Arjuna neutralized that weapon by one of his own. Seeing the wicked Ashwatthama's destructive intentions, Dvaipayana and Krishna pronounced curses on him, which the latter returned. Pandava then deprived the mighty warrior in chariot Ashwatthama of the jewel on his head, and became exceedingly glad and boastful of their success, made a present of it to the sorrowing Draupadi. Thus the tenth parva, called Soptika, is recited. The great Vyasa hath composed this in 18 sections. The number of shlokas also composed in this by the great reciter of sacred truths is 870. In this parva has been put together by the great Rishi, the two parvas called Soptika and Aishika. Okay, so this is considered two then.
The Mahabharata we have now, is that 100 verses, or that's also the addition of other sages and all speaking? Vyasadeva wrote 100 shloka Mahabharata.
150. Means it's a short form. That's these first two chapters.
But no, the whole Mahabharata. Are these what the sages are saying? Is that part of the Mahabharata which he wrote?
Yeah.
So
means he's spoken the Bharata, but what's been written for us is this. Is this? Uh-huh. He's taught it to his disciples, and so then Vaishampayana spoke it at the snake sacrifice. Sutta heard it. He spoke it at Naimisharanya. What was spoken at Naimisharanya is what is written down as the Bharata as we know it.
Is that the 100 sloka or the Bharata?
100,000.
Is that the 100,000 sloka or the the one Vyasadeva wrote was the 100,000 sloka?
Means what he what they when they say 100,000 it can be a few this way that way. Because it's just this beginning part is the introduction, and after this, then is the he just starts speaking the Bharata. So it's only 150 verses.
This is Vaishampayana's introduction.
This is Sutta Goswami's.
Yeah.
What Sutta Goswami spoke is what Vyasadeva wrote down. Just like what Sutta Goswami spoke of the Bhagavatam is what he wrote down. He taught it to his son. His son spoke it to Parikkhita. Sutta heard it. Sutta spoke it to the sages. That's what was written.
Wrote the future.
No, he wrote it after it was spoken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why he wrote it after it was spoken? He already knew them before.
But it has to be written down. So this version is a very nice version. You know, because then there's more. It's all all the interactions and the questions and all that.
Okay.
Like that. You know. Okay. After this hath been recited, the highly pathetic Parva called Stri, Dhritarashtra of prophetic eye, afflicted at the death of his children, and moved by enmity towards Bhima, broke into pieces a statue of hard iron, deftly placed before him by Krishna as substitute of Bhima.
Where's pathetic mean?
Pathetic means very like sorrowful, sad, like that. You know, sad in which you feel like, you know, compassion or pity on someone. You know. Then Vidura, removing the distressed Dhritarashtra's affection for worldly things by reasons pointing to final release, consoled that wise monarch. Then hath been described the wending of the distressed Dhritarashtra accompanied by the ladies of his house to the field of battle of the Kauravas. Here follow the pathetic wailings of the wives of the slain heroes. Then the wrath of Gandhari and Dhritarashtra and their loss of consciousness. Then the Kshatriya ladies saw those heroes, their unreturning sons, brothers and fathers lying dead on the field. Then the pacification by Krishna of the wrath of Gandhari, distressed at the death of her sons and grandsons. Then the cremation of the bodies of the deceased Rajas with due rites by that monarch, Yudhishthir, of great wisdom and the foremost also of all virtuous men. Then upon the presentation of water of the manes of the deceased princes having commenced, the story of Kunti's acknowledgement of Karna as her son born in secret. Those have all been described by the great Rishi Vyasa in the highly pathetic 11th Parva. Its perusal moveth every feeling heart with sorrow, and even draweth tears from the eyes. The number of sections composed is 27. The number of shlokas is 775. 12th in number cometh the Shanti Parva, which increaseth the understanding and in which is related the despondency of Yudhishthir on his having slain his father's brothers, sons, maternal uncles, and matrimonial relations. In this Parva is described how, from his bed of arrows, Bhishma expounded various systems of duties worth the study of kings, desirous of knowledge. This Parva expounded the duties relative to emergencies, with full indications of time and reasons. By understanding these, a person attaineth to consummate knowledge. The mysteries also of final emancipation have been expiated upon. This is the 12th Parva, the favorite of the wise. It consists of 339 sections and contains 14,732 shlokas. It's big. It's one of the biggest parvas. Next in order is the excellent Anushasana Parva. It is described how Yudhishthir, the king of the Kurus, was reconciled to himself on hearing the exposition of the duties by Bhishma, the son of Bhagirathi. This parva treats of rules in detail and of dharma and artha, then the rules of charity and its merits, then the qualification of donis, means person to receive charity, and the supreme ride, and the supreme ride regarding gifts. It must be rule. This parva also describes the ceremonials of individual duty, the rules.